Good morning, Talmidim. There was a Rav, a big Paisik, and his Enikos Bar Mitzvah, he got up, and he says, I want to tell the Olam a story. He says, when he was a little kid, he wasn't very motivated to learn. He wasn't very motivated to daven. He wasn't motivated to do what it was expected of him to do. In Yiddish, they call it, he was Avil Dechaya. He was a wild boy. He did not learn Yeshiva Teres Tzvi, and he didn't have the Koiches. He was just not properly behaved. And his mechanchim did not know what to do with him. He didn't know how to control a boy that's out of control. And they tried talking to him. They tried to do whatever they can in order to help him to be mechanchim the right way. And nothing worked. Until they went and they brought him to the Rav of the city. They brought this little kid to the Rav of the city. They said, listen, you got to change. So the Rav tells this boy, this Bar Mitzvah boy, he says, I want to tell you a story. The story goes as follows. A pair of shoes brought a Sefer Torah to Din Torah. A pair of shoes brought a Sefer Torah to Din Torah. And the pair of shoes starts pleading his case. He tells the Beis Din, it's not fair. He says, I grew up in this and this barn. I grazed in this and these fields. Right next to me was a different cow. He stood right next to me. We drank from the same water. We ate from the same hay. We were fed the same stuff. We did the same things. There was no difference between me and the cow next to me. Yet, our times came. They shechted me. They ate my meat. They did whatever they need to. And then they took my skin and they turned it into a pair of shoes. My neighbor, the cow right next to me, same thing. They ate the same food. Then his time came, they shechted him, they ate his meat, and then they took the skin, and they turned it into a Sefer Torah. He says, it's not fair. My pair of shoes, they wear me, they use me. As soon as it's done, they throw me out. And the cow right next to me, his Sefer Torah, as soon as they spend a year writing on the parchment, and then as soon as they dance, they make a Hochnas Sefer Torah, they put on a beautiful crown on top of it, and everyone dances around it, and every time they take him out of the Aron Kodesh, people stand up, and they walk over and they kiss it, and every Monday and Thursday and Shabbos by Mincha, and Yom Depagra, Rosh Chodesh, and Yom Tovim, they learn from it, and then when they put it back, people stand up again, every time the Aron Kodesh it's opened up, everyone stands up, and everyone runs to kiss it, and everyone runs to look at it, and everyone runs. And then when it's done, when the Sefer Torah has had its years, and it becomes puzzled, they have to make a whole Levaya, and they bury it, and he says, it's not fair. We were two cows right next to each other. I get worn and used and thrown out, and he gets hugged and kissed and valued and awed and machshav, and it's not fair. So the Rav asks this little child, this is a chevruman of a child, he says, do you feel that the shoe is correct or not? Is this tanya correct? If you would be the Beis Din, you would be the Rav passing that child, do you feel that the shoe has a tanya? So the boy says, for sure. He's right. Why one piece of leather gets so much covered and one gets thrown into the garbage? So the Rav says, I hear. But let me add one more piece. For that Sefer Torah, in order to have all the dancing and all the chashivas still to Sefer Torah, you have to understand that the skin of the cow, you can't just use it to make a Sefer Torah. The amount of work that goes into it, you have to soak it, and you have to work it out. And those that learn the Persic, the process of turning it, and you have to bend it here, and stuff it here, and work it out there. And the amount of work that it takes, that piece of skin becomes a piece of parchment, is an unbelievable workout process. A tremendous amount of work. And then, it takes about a year, or even more, for the Sefer to write. And every ois has to be l'shem Sefer Torah. And the Kedusha of the Tahara that goes into writing the Sefer Torah, the amount of work that goes into it, you can't compare it. So after hearing how much work goes into the Sefer Torah, do you still agree that the pair of shoes is right? So the boy says, no, it's true. If you're putting so much work into that cow, then for sure he should get the reward. So the Rav turns to this Chevraman and asks him, so now you decide. Do you want to be the pair of shoes or do you want to be the Sefer Torah? So this Rav continues on at his Einikles Bar Mitzvah, and he says, that mashal hit me. It's true, I don't like working, I don't like doing what, I want to be a Heverman, I'm enjoying it right now. But what's going to be with me in 10 years from now? Am I going to be a pair of shoes where, okay, I'm here, I'm being used, and I get thrown out? Or I'm going to be the one that's awed, machshav, dance, chashivas. And he says, that was the clincher, that made me change. So he tells his Einikel, now your bar mitzvah, make the decision that I made to turn myself into that Sefer Torah, to work hard and not be that pair of shoes. And it's an unbelievable lesson. I think we look into this week's Pasha, we see when Moshe Rabbeinu, Yaakov calls Yaakov Moshe Shkodot Asmanai, he gathers everyone together and says, Tzadikim, it's time to do some work. We need some work for the Meleches HaMishkan. Technically, they could have said, it's hard, I don't want to, I don't have a kayach, I don't this. There are many excuses. But with excuses, maybe a pair of shoes comes out. Instead, Klal Yisrael rushed, and they ran, and they worked. And what came out of it? A beautiful Mishkan. That everyone had a chelik in it. Everyone had a chelik. When we come to yeshiva every day, we're rebuilding the Mishkan from anew. What was the point of the Mishkan? To become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ashrayis HaShechina. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in our midst. He's with us. We're connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is a new building of the Mishkan every day that we come again to yeshiva. And the question is, how do we come? Am I going to work hard and become that Sefer Torah? Or I'm going to try to avoid, I'm going to try to not work hard, not do what's expected of me to do. And what will happen? A pair of shoes is not a bad thing, but that you can't have tinus in the cow next to you. Just this morning, a boy came over to me. I'm telling him, I'm so tired. And the mamas felt bad for him. Truth is, I'm also very tired. I'm also hungry. I feel with you. I observed him during davening, every word of davening, and his islahavas during davening. He didn't use it as an excuse, I'm sorry, I'm tired, I want to go to sleep. No. So I'm telling him, no, I'm tired. By davening, you couldn't tell he's tired. He was davening with a geschmack. It was beautiful. I was so jealous of him. Hard work turns him into a Sefer Torah. Working hard turns a person into a piece of cloth. Avoidance of hard work, avoidance of doing the work, doesn't end up with much. So the Heilige Chofetz Chaim, look at the Nesiim, and again, we can't even imagine who the Nesiim were. Yet the Nesiim lost the Yod in their name. When everyone was told about, we're going to collect for the building of the Mishkan, the Nesiim were Balei Achrayus, and they said, whatever's needed, we'll finish it off. Let everybody bring what they want to bring, and at the end, we'll finish it off. Which also showed a certain level of respect to everyone else. We want everyone to have a chelik in it. Let everybody run and bring what they want to bring, and then whatever's missing, whatever's still needed, we're going to fill in. So it shows a level of achrayus. It shows a level of respect of others. Yet, Chazal say that they got punished a little bit. Rashi brings it down. They got punished. There's a yud missing from their name. Do you know why? Because if you hear that there's a project going on, how we're going to build a Mishkan, we're going to be Zoichet Ashrayis Ashkina, and you don't jump on it, okay, I want to be from the first. It's true that you're Balach Rais. It's true that you're respectful to everyone else. Let everyone else bring. But the fact that your gut didn't tell you, I want to jump on it and take a Chelik and bring something right now, that's why there's Yud missing in their name. So the Chelik of its Chaim. Yet when it came to the Chanukah, Samas Beach, when it came to the Chanukah where they brought their Karbanos, they were the first ones. He said, we're not making that mistake again. We're going to be the first to bring the Karbanos. He says, if the punishment for not jumping and doing right away, bringing something right away, is to take away a yud from their name, midotoyva meruba, when they do something good, do you know how much the reward is? That the reward was that when they came with that geschmack to bring the first Karbanos, in Pashas Nasi, every Shevet's carbon is said over again and again and again. They all brought the same carbon. And instead of saying that Bahanasiyam Heviyu, the carbonus that they brought, no. Everyone's carbon is mentioned separately. Just like when they were not in a rush, they lost the Yud. Midotoyva, when they did jump on and say, we want to be the first ones to bring the carbonus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu rewarded them not only with an extra letter, with extra psukim for every shaven, the detailed carbon, every shaven, even though everyone was the same. So when it comes to doing something good, we have to jump on it. Sometimes we think, okay, it's another day, it's another day, it's another day. No, every day is a new Hashra Sashchina. Every day is a new building of the Mishkan. Every day that we come again to Yeshiva, again we are, from beginning, starting, we're building the Mishkan right now. We are adding Oisius, we are adding the bricks to the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi that's coming down Bekaru. We spoke about it, we're so close to it. You see the Nisan that's going on all over the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing us signs. Don't just sit back. Don't just take it easy. Don't be that just pair of leather that turns into a pair of shoes. Work hard. Demand more from yourself. Avada has to be Chacham Leif. Chacham Leif means that your mind and your heart have to be connected. Don't just rush and do things without thinking it through. Don't do things on your own. Your Chachma and your Leif have to work together. Only those that were Chacham Leif, their smarts and their heart work together, were able to be part of building of the Mishkan. Sometimes someone has a good idea, but you don't know if it's really good or not. Sometimes it's not a good idea. Someone has a strong feeling about something. Whether it's a good feeling or it's not a good feeling, it's a feeling to say something positive to someone else. It's a feeling to say something negative about someone else. If there is a disconnect between the Chacham and the Leif, between a person's mind and a person's heart, then that person shouldn't be part of building the Mishkan. It has to be connected. And at times we're not sure, we have a thought. Is the thought a good thought or is the thought not a good thought? That thought is important. Ask yourself, if your heart tells you to do something or your mind tells you to do something, ask yourself, is this coming from my mind? Is it coming from my heart? And is my heart connected to my mind? I don't know if we can do it yet at our age, but it's something you should be aware of. It's such a concept. If you have a thought to do something, is it connected to my heart? Is it connected to my mind? Are they both connected? Or only one is telling me to do it, not the other one? The other week, someone came with a Shiloh. So I said, something that needs, you have to ask a Poisik. You have to ask, it's a real serious Chesh Mishpat Shiloh. What's the Shiloh? He says, there's no Shiloh. If there's no Shiloh, why'd you come ask a Shiloh? No, because I'm sure, the smarts can say he's sure one thing, but it was missing of his Leif, of his heart was missing. There was heart missing to that Shiloh. And if you ask a Rav, a Shiloh, the Rav will connect it, Chacham Leif. You may think you're 100% correct. For sure, but there's no Havamina otherwise. But then ask yourself, if I say there's no Havamina otherwise, is that coming from my Chacham? Is it coming from my Leif? And are they connected? We use our smarts. We use our enthusiasm that Klai Yisrael had when they were bringing the things to build the Mishkan, when they're bringing all the material that was needed to build the Mishkan, they all ran to bring it. Every morning when we come to Yeshiva, we do the same thing. We run into Yeshiva. We run into the Beis Medrash. We run into the davening, whether we're tired or we're not tired, we're hungry, we're with the same zest, with the same simcha, with the same geschmack, with the same chacham leiv, with the same workout, so that we turn into lepidig a Sefer Torah. That's how you become a Sefer Torah. Like the Rav told us, Einikol, at his bar mitzvah. I wasn't always that way. But then I realized, when I was made to realize, you work hard, you turn into a Sefer Torah. Don't work hard. You avoid being where you're supposed to be. You avoid doing what you're supposed to be doing. Maybe a pair of shoes. Chazak v'amatz.